y'all, welcome to a brand new episode with your life coaching with Sheena on Radio Anchor FM. What it do? How's everyone? Wherever you are in the world, I hope you are amazingly happy and good. If not, don't worry, because today I'm going to try and help you to unlock certain things in life to find happiness and abundance, okay? Because 2020, it's all about getting out there and take whatever it's meant to be for us, okay? And receive especially everything that is meant to be for us and understand that we are all here to experience happiness, abundance, and we are all worthy of it. Unless you are someone that doesn't really do great things and put positive energy in the world, then you feel like you don't deserve this thing that's on you. But if you're someone that knows for a fact that, listen, I had a journey, I'm working on myself, I've been working on myself, now it's all about me, it's about time to that I receive some blessings, some peace, okay? And I believe that we are definitely worthy of it. But before we start, I just want to say welcome to everyone to a brand new month. It's February. Oh, I'm so excited. Simply because we're getting towards spring, sun, summertime. Yo, this year went so fast, went so quick. 2019 just flew away, and 2020, it's just everything is happening so fast. But at the same time, it's happening, you know, very, how can I say, everything is kind of happening in how it's supposed to happen, if you know what I mean. Like, things are happening very fast, and they're meant to happen in order to shake, in order for the world to wake up, and in order for people to really start stepping in the truth. The universe is really pushing us that you want it or you don't want it. It's not anymore a choice. It's a must. It's happening. And I shall say Happy New Year as well, because honey, January really tried us. He January really did try us. And we was almost, you know, there to give up. But here we are again, a brand new month is starting. And this February, I know that it's just going to be a month filled with great news, filled with miracles, with abundance, with so much opportunities that will lead you to a greater life, and so many opportunities that will lead you to really embrace life and do everything that you desire to do, travel, spend more time with your family, having financial freedom, and really have your own platform to express yourself. And as well, I want to thank you all for always tuning into my podcast. As I said, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. Honey, I'm everywhere. And if you want to follow me, I'm also on Instagram, Feminist or Queen_Sheena. That's my private page, okay? That's the saucy side. And then I have more the professional side, which is Feminist with 2M, where I basically promote and empower brown women all over the world, because honey, we are queens and we gotta stand for each other, we gotta love each other, we have to support each other. And I decided to create this platform, as I said, in 2014 to do so, honey, because I am a leader, and that's what leaders do. We create our own table, we don't beg, we don't chase, because I am powerful like that, okay? So let's get into the podcast, let's get into the episode of today. So I was supposed to upload episode on Monday, but as I said, January left me in bits and pieces. I was invited to a very great event in London, where I live, and I was a guest speaker. And I am, you know, very proud that I am manifesting everything that I desire. And these are just the first steps of the things that I'm, you know, doing. But I'm thinking how the year has begun as well, and how it's continued to go. I'm very, very excited. I'm very happy. Even though at times I'm not happy, because I want more. I want certain things to happen. But I think right now my most focus is on the financial freedom, honey, because I have the plan of everything that I desire to do, and I'm not saying that I'm waiting for my financial freedom in order to step into these things, but in a way I am as well, because we gotta be realistic. In order for certain things to happen, we need money, honey. We need a lot of it, especially if you have big dreams, if you have you know, if you are very ambitious and you want to do so many things, so many different things, especially that involves the humanity, involves other people, your family and friends and whatever project you have. But I'm not worried about that, because it's going to happen in divine timing, and it's going to happen better that I requested, better that I desire. So I'm not worried about that. However, I'm a human as well, and sometimes I feel like, oh my God, like, but if I think about all the times, and if I think about my journey, I'm thinking, really, you have nothing to worry about, because until now you have been provided, and you didn't question that, you didn't know how, but things have been really been happening. I don't want to go too much in details of my life, because I don't like to share so much the things that happens in my daily life, but I can tell you one thing for sure. My life is definitely a miracle. When I want something, it happens to me, and I don't even have to think too much, too hard about it. And that's why today I want to talk about how to attract abundance and happiness and financial freedom and all these great things into your life. First of all, for you, in order to attract these things, you need to know deep down in yourself, in your subconscious, that you are already all these things. You are already happiness. You are already abundance. You have already everything that will set you and will lead you to attract the things that you desire. So you have to understand, first of all, that you are the magnet to all these things. If you concentrate on constantly needing these things in your life, so you create a tension between your desires and the universe that is trying to bring you these things. But because you don't fully believe it, that it's going to happen for you, you kind of create these tensions that you don't really need. So things doesn't really go smooth. You don't let the energy flow, because you are trying to, in a way, controlling what is meant to be for you and the timing that you should receive these blessings and how it's supposed to happen. But when you fully surrender yourself, which can be a very challenging thing to do, it's challenging for everyone. There's no one person that can completely say, I'll completely surrender. As much as we can surrender at times, we also get back to the reality. So I think what's important to do is to exercise surrender, and how that happened is to fully be immersed in your daily today task and everything that you desire to do and everything that you want to do. Live in the moment and live every single day like it's a special day, and do not wait for your desire to happen. You know, create your happiness however you desire to create it. For example, being creative, expressing yourself in a way that you desire, like my podcast is one of the thousand ways that I love to express myself, because I like to talk, I have a lot of information, and I like to share my ideas, I like to share my journey, I like to empower other people. So I use the podcast as a way for me to express myself, and as a way as well for taking to feed my higher self, and as a way for me to feel happy, to be happy. True happiness comes from knowing that you're doing what your soul desires to do, without forcing it and without feeling that, oh, I'm not supposed to do this, or I am scared, or I am afraid. All these emotions of negativity, of being afraid and doubting, are negative energy. And even though we don't do it on purpose, because obviously who wants to manifest negativity in their life, but that's how powerful our mind is. So that's why it's so important that you keep your mind healthy with positive thought. And another thing as well that I've tested and I realized with myself, that we attract everything we desire in our life when we are happy, when we are truly joyful, when it really comes from a place of, this is who I am, and it's not because of what I have that I am happy and I am joyful. When you wake up in the morning, first thing first, you gotta give thanks for the fact that you are alive, because by the fact that you are alive, there's unlimited possibilities that things are going to happen for you, and it doesn't really matter how. The reason why the universe is around us is there's a reason for it, and one of the tasks of the universe is to take care of the every other details. What your duty is to really believe and manifest positivity and happiness in who you are, honey. You are a star. You better shine now, okay? You have all the power that you need, all the greatness that you need to achieve everything you desire. But listen, these are the secrets. You gotta be fully happy. Turn on some music, dance, look at the sky, go and have a walk outside in the garden, put your phone down, put it on silent, turn it off, do whatever you need to do. Don't be around things that you know are going to affect your mind. If you feel like there's certain messages that your subconscious is receiving, and obviously it's affecting your day-to-day life, then you know you don't need those things. Like, for example, I deleted my Instagram because, not because I'm someone that is constantly on it, but because I love images and pictures. I like to see pictures, I'm not gonna lie. I like to see how people dress, the hair, the makeup, you know, I'm there's my girly side that loves that, and I like to see things with my eyes, you know, like I have this visual thing that's very predominant in me. But sometimes, you know, we there's images and things online that it's not reality and it's not really who we are. And to understand that it's powerful. So I believe to be a very powerful individual, and I believe that nothing controls my life. I believe that I am in control of my life. I'm the one that is driving, okay? And God is leading the way. So I decided to delete it because I really want to go back to be fully connected with the source and be fully connected with my desire, be fully connected with who I am. And that helped me so much. This year, I feel like I am achieving so much. I'm being much more disciplined than what I was the year before. And that to me is absolutely amazing, because it takes a lot to be disciplined in the way I eat, in the people that surrounds me, in the way I think, you know, even the fact that I spend a lot of time on my own. That doesn't mean that I don't want to be around other people, but it's the fact that I don't suffer loneliness, and I don't see it as a bad thing, as a sad thing. I see it actually as a very powerful thing, because I don't believe to be somebody, just anybody, okay? You can think whatever, that I'm cocky, that I think who I am. Yes, I think I am somebody. So I don't surround myself with just anyone. I don't want to be seen out there in the midst just with everybody, because I know where I'm heading in life. I know where I am. I know what it took me to become this woman. I know what it took me to be here. So therefore, I protect myself like I am the most precious thing. And I don't surround myself with energies that are not aligned with mine, because if I align myself with energies that are not like mine, then I don't feel like I'm moving forward and I don't feel like I'm elevating. So in order to attract abundance and other great things in your life, you also have to be disciplined in what you truly desire. So if you really desire to live a certain lifestyle, you know, you can be around people that constantly are complaining about not having money, or people that are constantly doubting your greatness or your ideas or the things that you want to do. You know you can't be around people that are constantly negative. You can't do that, because the two energy doesn't match. So in this case, I shall say, you'd rather be alone than around people that doesn't support your vision. You know, it's not for others to support your visions, of course, because each one of us, we all have our own vision, and we each one of us knows where we're going, where we're heading with that vision. Deep in our subconscious, we know. Even though we try to look for answers somewhere else, deep inside, we know, okay? It's just about understanding, and it's about following your instinct, your intuition, and understanding that comes from a higher place, comes from the source, so therefore is reliable. I am myself doubt. I doubt myself sometimes as well when, you know, my intuitions comes to play or comes to help me. Sometimes I doubt it, and I'm working on not doubting, because, you know, sometimes you think you're crazy. Sometimes you think, is it me, or is it, you know, it's absolutely normal. And as much as aligned I am with my desire and with the source, as much as spiritual and open I am, I'm also a human being. So there's also that part of me that is not fighting, but is trying to understand. You know, your ego, your brain is there because it's a survival mode, so it tries to understand and analyze things, right? So where your higher self, you don't need to analyze. It's open, it's free, it's loving, it's abundance, and all of that. So sometimes it can be very hard to balance the two things, especially, as I said, if around us is energy entity that can disturb our connection with the source. A lot of people are always constantly looking for and searching for happiness, searching for that breakthrough, and the answer is, do not search. Have you ever heard of that saying, those who don't search find? Or maybe I just made it up, but you know that there is a say that actually is, you know, if you don't look too hard for things, it will come to you. I always remember someone say that back in the days when I said, oh, I want a boyfriend. You know, when you were young, you want to have a boyfriend, I think, whatever, you know. And they say to you, don't look too hard. The moment you're not looking for it, it will happen, because you're not forcing it, because you're saying to the universe, okay, universe, I want to be a multimillionaire. Okay, I want to receive financial freedom. And I'm sure that's something that we all want. Okay, financial freedom to do whatever you have your desires to do, to buy a house, to help your family, to finance some your businesses and buy clothes, whatever you desire to do. Of course, behind it, you always have to have a higher and deeper purpose, because just to wanted materialistic things, it's not really connecting with the source, okay? Because that's not the higher source, okay? That's the devil work, okay? Just give you materialistic things that have no meaning, and you have no connections with your purpose. So first of all, understand what your purpose is, okay? If your purpose is to be a hairdresser and to, you want to create, I don't know, a wig line for people that lose their hair, you can change a lot of people's life by doing this. So there's a more of a deeper purpose. You know, you want to paint, you're a painter, whatever, and you want to paint other people's houses, people they have low income, and you want to grow a business, I don't know, just something like that. Just something, regardless what you do, always have to have a deeper purpose. Because with the deeper purpose, then what comes in place, it comes love, it comes compassion, it comes this deep desire to fulfill something, not just for yourself, but for the humanity and the collective. But it has to come from a very honest place. You can't just say, oh yes, I want to win this so I can, you know, just help other people. But in the back of your mind, you think, yeah, right, as soon as I'm going to get that money, I'm going to get that opportunity, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You cannot lie to the universe. You cannot lie to the source, because your intentions is known. And one other thing, your destiny has been already assigned. So when you have those calling to do certain things, it's not just that calling that comes from nowhere. It's a calling that comes from the source, because in you, that they've been already pre-installed, set in desire, because we are capable and able to achieve these things. But it all as well starts from us and the way we think and the way we see ourselves. How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? If you perceive yourself as someone that lack constantly, then guess what? You will never receive anything. If you're someone that feel constantly, I'm abundant, you know, I am fulfilled, I am the mother, you know what I mean? So that it's the energy of power that it leads then to attract everything that you desire without making any effort. Listen, I've attracted a lot of things in my life without making any effort. And I know a lot of people may be thinking, how the hell is she still? Yes. How? Simply because my mind, I've trained my mind, and I'm still training my mind to be very powerful and to be strong. And trust me, it was not easy. When I started my journey in changing my mindset, the way I think, the way I spoke about myself first. It was very hard, and it didn't take me one day, and I didn't just wake up and feeling like I was the most powerful human being on earth. No, sir, no. Okay, I had to go through challenges. I had to go to a lot of things in order for me to develop self-confidence, in order for me to develop self-love, in order for me to understand that I was already created with all the abundance that I needed to achieve, all the goals that I needed to achieve. And, you know, in that, you know, one funny thing about life, and we think about the things that we desire, and when they happen, you don't even feel like it's actually happening. You feel like, oh my God, I actually prayed for this and I'm here now. It feels like you're dreaming. It feels like, so really timing, it almost doesn't exist. So you don't think, oh my God, I was waiting. Yes, you think of the journey that you've been through, but you don't actually think, I've been waiting this for so long. It's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like it was already yours, you know. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but it did definitely happen to me, that I've manifested things in the past and I then forgot that I manifested those things. And then when I actually found myself in those places, I felt like, oh my God, like that has actually happened. Like has already happened. Like in my mind, that because it was so much in my mind that I saw myself that it was already happening. Then when the things actually happen in the physical world, to me it was like, okay, I feel like I've already seen these faces, I've already been here. You know, it's just so very, it's a bit freaky, it's a bit weird, but it's just how the mind works, okay? I constantly say that I live a lot in my mind, and trust me, I created a garden in my mind. I created a place of peace in my mind, that regardless of what I see, that regardless of what I am, my mind is taking me places. My mind is helping me to flourish and to become the best version of myself every single day, because it's so powerful. My mind is so powerful that I am even scared sometimes, and that's why I'm very careful in the things that I think, because negative thoughts and a lot of emotional distress affects me physically a lot. And I didn't realize that until this year, you know, at the end of January, there was so much emotions going on. There was like a shake happening in the universe, in the world, and I took a lot of that energy into myself, and that what created my body was kind of feeling it. So I had to slow down, and the universe was telling me, you need to slow down and take care of yourself, and do not worry. But sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, I have to do this, I have to do that. It's very hard to really, it can be very hard to relax. But then when I am back to be fully myself and even more, like I'm thinking, wow, that's it's like a rebirth, literally. And we have to listen to our body. It's very, very important, because our body knows exactly what it needs. It knows exactly, if you're healthy, your body will tell you. If you're not healthy, your body will tell you, but we just need to listen. Same thing to attract happiness and abundance. You gotta listen. Why do you want to be happy? And where does that looking for happiness come from? And where are you searching for happiness? Okay, just write these answers down on paper and give yourself answers. Write these questions and give yourself answers. Where am I looking for happiness? Why am I looking for happiness? And what do I consider for happiness? Some people say, oh, I'm not happy. And you can ask them, why you're not happy? Because I don't have money. Okay, so they attach their happiness to a physical and materialistic things, which is not real, and it's not the ideal. Because if you attach your happiness to material and physical thing, then guess what? You will forever be sad. Because regardless if you receive those materialistic things, there will always be something else that you're searching for. The materialistic thing does not bring you happiness. The materialistic things helps you to create that momentum, to create those energy of happiness. But if you're not fully satisfied with yourself, it's only going to be for a short amount of time. And after that, it's like a drug, right? It's after that you won't need more and more and more. But then when the calm down happens, it's going to be every time worse. And every time you're going to be sinking and deepening into this dark place, looking for happiness, looking for joy, where everything is already in you. You are joyful, you are happy, you should be just happy and joyful just because you're alive. And because you know that you are the magnet to attract everything into you. I mean, thinking that, oh my God, I'm alive. Whoa, I can walk, I can talk, I can dance, I can write, I can sing, I can drive a car, I can make food, I can create a business, I can do whatever I desire to do, I can look after my health if I'm not so well. Okay, today's a brand new day, I have the chance to make myself better, to exercise, to eat better, you know, to experience life, to go on holidays, to do my hair, whatever, you know, just small things, even the small things. Right, just to be able to express yourself. Personally, I think for me, and I do deeply believe that my subconscious love expressions. I am happy when I express myself. I'm fulfilled when I can express myself. And I'm a multi-faced individual. I have so many different skills and talents that God, the divine, gave me, and I'm so grateful for them. And a lot of times can be very hard because you're thinking, oh, but people see me this way, so if I do this, then they might think that. And we don't care, we shouldn't care of what other people think. Be who you are. You're not just one thing, you're more than one. You're just a soul experiencing a different thing. So of course you should have more than one interest, and of course you are able to do more than one thing. I can write, I can sing, I can paint, I can do hair, I can cook, health, whatever you give me, I can do it. And I remember that growing up, that's one thing about me. I've always been very curious about everything. And I've done so many different professions, and I didn't mind challenging myself because I always thought that they were all going to be very useful, you know, for when I grow. And it's true. Hell, I can speak 5 different languages. I can be anywhere in the world and people will understand me. You know what I mean? So that is my personal happiness. That's who I am. And I'm happy for the individual that I am, regardless of the materialistic things. I am happy for the individual that I am because I am abundant. I see myself as luxury. I see myself as elite. I see myself as the top. But that is because I had to put on work. Okay, as I said, I didn't become this woman, and I'm not becoming even better just because whatever. I've put in work, and a lot of work, and I'm still putting work because I am my biggest investment. And you should think the same thing about yourself. You, before you go and buy a pair of shoes and buy clothes that we don't need, because we have a variety of this stuff, and I say this to myself as well. And that's one of the tasks that I'm giving myself this year. Don't spend and don't buy clothes. In fact, until this year, I don't think I bought any clothes. I didn't buy no clothes or nothing, because I have loads of clothes. I have everything and more. You know what I mean? So one very important thing to do is invest in yourself. That could be, okay, I don't know, go and get a massage. That's investment in yourself. That you're investing in your happiness. You're investing in your positive energy. Because when you feel good, when you feel energetic, then you are able to do all the other different tasks that might be a bit more challenging, because you feel good, because you feel like you're invincible, because you feel like you can do anything, okay? Go and get your business card done. Go and study about, I don't know, how to open a business, or how to create candles, how to make shoes, how to make, you know, whatever you decided you want to do, how to invest in properties, how to create generational wealth. Invest in yourself, invest time in yourself, and stop investing in things that you know are never going to take you really anywhere, okay? Because constantly spending money in buying things that we don't need really doesn't take us anywhere. that is just the moment. Sometimes, you know, we think we are so overwhelmed of what we desire in life, and when we feel like things are not happening for us, we want to reward ourselves in a way. Our brain says, "Oh, it's fine. Don't worry. Go and buy yourself a pair of shoes." Okay, so I make myself feel happy, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But as well, be very conscious and understanding: am I buying these pair of shoes because I need it, or is it because I'm trying to hide the fact that I feel kind of sad and I need to pick myself back up? So instead of buying the pair of shoes, go and read something about book about anything that might help you to develop a side of you that you want to develop, and really invest in yourself, invest time in yourself, in understanding who you are and in growing and becoming and flourishing and blooming, because 2020 is all about growing, and it's going to happen very fast. I've said that before in my other episode. If you are new, if you're listening for the first time, you know, I tell no lies. Go back and listen to all the other episodes. This year is going to be a big one. Things are going to happen very fast. And more the year moves forward, and more things are happening fast for us. So be very conscious, be very mindful to of what you think. As well, write down the things that you desire to do, and don't focus too much on that piece of paper. And every day you're reading it, and you're putting more stress in yourself. Put it there. Know that it's happening for you. Know that universe have taken care already of all the details for you. And that is it. It's already been done. More you focus on it, and more, as I said before, more you focus on it, and more you try to control how things are going to happen for you, and slower will be the process. You can't control how things are going to happen to you. You can control your thought. You can control the way you think. You can control your manifestations in a way of thinking positive. Dream. I love to dream so much. I love to close my eyes and see myself in my big mansion, going on holiday, opening up businesses, and I see myself happy. I can see it already. You know, it's I found it very easy to close my eyes and envision myself, because as I said, I have train myself to do so, and that's something that you should do as well. When you're on the bus, when you maybe don't do it while you're driving, because you don't want to dream and drive, okay? But when you are on the bus, and for example, you're at home with your friends, or even you're just having a moment of silence and it's going quiet, use your mind to. A lot of time I daydream, and I don't give a damn if people say, "Oh, are you daydreaming?" Yes, I am daydreaming, okay? Let me daydream, because I believe that when we live in our mind, this is for me, okay, as we are not all the same. I live in my mind, but also I'm practical with what I do. I am not perfect, okay? I'm an air sign, I'm a Libra, so that's a lot to do with my imaginary way of life. I'm very very like in a dreamy mode. But I'm also capable of, okay, let me put this, how can I put this into practice? And I'm a big dreamer, y'all. I think of, I want the best. I want the top. I'm not happy with basic, because I don't deserve basic. We're not here to deserve basic, to receive basic. I mean, we come from the highest source, the greater source that created the sky, the stars, the moon, the sun, the trees, the birds, the water, the oceans, you know, and all these kind of things. And you want to just dream small, you're limiting your dream. You have to think that you live where basically everything is possible, regardless of what's around you, regardless of where you are. In your mind, you should know that where you are now, space-wise, in your mind, everything is possible. Everything can happen at any time. And things are going to happen for you in the most amazing way. And you want things to happen in divine timing, because remember, you don't have the vision of everything. So you may desire certain things to happen in your life and at certain times. And if it doesn't happen, you feel like it's never going to happen. Let me tell you something. You have no idea of where you are in life, in the sense of God has the bigger vision, the bigger picture. Okay, maybe you didn't receive that blessings or that breakthrough that you desire at that precise moment, because something may have happened that would ruin that time, that will ruin that blessings for you. You know, something would have happened that it's not meant to happen for you. So Leave the divine take care of everything, because the divine knows the best. Even though at times we feel like we know, oh my God, I want these things to happen. You don't know what's going on behind. But the highest knows. And that's why it's important that whatever you desire, whatever you ask, make sure you ask for divine timing. I want to find the love of my life. I want to fall in love with the man that is romantic, that is giving, that is loving, that is passionate, that is generous. And I want it to happen in divine timing, okay? Not in your timing, in divine timing. It's very important that you specify that you want things to happen in divine timing, because you're, by saying that, it's a way for you to surrender. And the universe knows you're surrendering, and you understanding that regardless, there's only one that can take care of all of that, and that's God, the highest. So to attract abundance, you are already abundance. You don't need to attract abundance. What you are trying to attract is material abundance. That is a different thing, but you are already being created to be abundance and to receive all that you desire. It's going to take time, and you have to be patient. And sometimes patience is not on our side, and that's something that we have to work on. And I think especially with the new generation, there's a lot of pressure on achieving things. I think the Instagram and the internet in general is showing lifestyle of other people. Right, and it might have taken 30 years to achieve these things, and now we see them and we think, oh my God, this person, oh look at them, oh they're living their life, oh why are they having this and I don't have it, oh why are they living their life, they're going on holiday every month, and first of all, as I said, you don't know what's going on behind closed door. You don't want to ask for those blessings that other people are receiving, trust me, because you don't know what they come from, okay? Not all blessings come from the source, okay? Some other blessings, they may look like blessings, comes from other places, and trust me, you don't want to be in those places. So be happy with your little life. Be happy where you are right now, because you are exactly where you are meant to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to do. Your life can change at any point and any moment. If you have life, you have infinite possibilities. You have infinite way or channels of receiving things, and it doesn't have to happen the way you think is going to happen. It's going to happen even better. So be open to life, be open to receive. And how you are open to receive, when you don't force, when you're not trying to control things, when you're not trying to when you're not trying to control things, that's how great things happens in your life. When you really surrender, when you really know that, listen, I asked for this and I know I trust in the universe that will deliver these things for me, I'm good. Go ahead and live your life. Next day you wake up, who knows what's going to happen? You know, so don't limit yourself in the way you think, and life won't limit in the way they deliver, in the way the universe will deliver things for you. It's all in your mind. You have the power, not anybody else's, but you have the power over your thoughts, the power over the things that you desire. Don't be frustrated. Don't be demotivated, okay? If you have life, that means that there's another chance, there's another possibility that whatever you desire, exactly what you desire, will happen. So have faith and keep going, because it can happen at any point, at any time. And as I said, it will happen even better than what you envision. And God, the universe, taking care of all the little details. So when you get there, every single thing will make perfect sense. All the little dots connected will make perfect sense. And then you will understand why it had to take what it take, why you had to wait what you wait. Or you waited, and you'll be very thankful. You'll be very thankful. You will look back and thinking, oh my God, thank you God that this has happened to me at this time. Things will start to make sense, okay? So many things that you desire in your life are now happening. So many situations, it could be bad, it could be good. It's all fruit of your mind, okay? So if it happened until now, it means that it will continue to happen. As long as you believe in it, it will continue to happen. So keep your mind positive, understanding that you are loved, deeply loved, and we are here to really express our happiness, to express ourselves, and it has to come from a pure place. It has to come from love. It has to come from abundance. It has to come from selfness, has to come from generosity, has to come from a deeper purpose, the higher purpose, has to come from obeying and discipline and understanding that in order to achieve certain things in life, you have to surrender. It's not about what you desire as much as what God desires for you, because you don't know what's best for you. We think we know what's best for us, but we don't know. So no matter how thing goes, always thank God. Good day, bad day, low, high, always thank God, because regardless, you are blessed in every shape and form. Woo, honey, I gave my speech today. I'm sipping my tea and I am ready to say goodbye. It's been lovely to be here with you guys, and I am so grateful for each one of you that is tuning and listening to my podcast. I hope you receive positive and great energy through my voice, honey. I hope you feel invincible. I know that a lot of you may go through times where you feel down or you feel like you're not achieving the things that you desire to achieve. Do not worry, keep going. You're deeply loved and you deserve everything that you desire. So keep going. Make sure to share this episode with any of your friends, your family, with people that you think they might need it. Make sure you give me a thumbs up, and if you want to send me any feedback, as I said, I'm on Spotify and I'm on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to always be updated with the next new episode. Thank you guys so much. Big shout out to everyone that is doing their best, that is working on yourself. You got this. Everything is working in your favor. All right. Be love, peace, and love.